To Wendy's Big Show on an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Ryan Horvath, other side of the glass. We talked with our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood, coming up at 4:48.
Other than that, glad to have you back, Rami.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
I had to come give you a hug, man.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Sparky, you missed it. Leroy and I had a hug before the show
I
started.
I missed my guy, man. My
you guys want to make that a thing? Like pre-show hugs?
I want to see Gary and Sparky hug. That would go viral.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Like Gary to pat you on the head like a little kid. That'd be so sweet.
Yeah, it would.
Like he's breastfeeding you or something. Like just like a little, hey, Sparky, it's okay.
That's a weird way to start the show.
You think Kay will be okay with that?
Other than Ryan Wood at 4:48, just phone lines open to you at 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM, The Fan, on the only show where you can talk about a 34-20 win over the Falcons with two former Packers. Again, that number, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Finally, a win to talk about. You break a three-game losing streak. It's got to feel good to talk about a win, right? I would assume. I think. I don't know. Gary, how were people acting on the post-game show last night?
Well, I think the post-game show with Bill Michaels and myself, well, and John Kuhn joined us last night, which was absolutely a great treat. But I think for the most part, it was about Aaron Rodgers, right? It was about 12. It was about how could he come out and play as well as he played. Now, the numbers weren't the greatest, but most people just didn't understand how he could come out and play as well as he played, I think. And then Clay Matthews also played well. So basically you had 12 and 52, your leaders that you need to play well, came out and had a great game. That's what's prevailing. And so which leads back into, did Aaron Rodgers get Mike McCarthy fired?
Oh, my.
Are we asking if he did it intentionally, if he was playing poorly all season long just to get Mike McCarthy fired?
That was the sentiment last night. You're asking me what fans are talking
about. Right.
No,
I just wanted a clarification.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that's a laughable
notion.
Why
didn't he play at this level for the last 4 weeks?
What was your answer
to
those
know.
People? Huh? What was your answer? Hit the hot button.
Huh?
You don't remember?
I didn't have an answer. I mean, I just said it was noticeable.
Aaron Rodgers has had games like this season. He wasn't that great yesterday.
No, he wasn't.
He was 21 of 32, 196 yards, two touchdowns. Yeah. That's not Aaron Rodgers. That's not the Aaron Rodgers that I've been waiting to flip the switch all season.
And I just said that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I'm talking to the people who you're talking about now.
But
not
no,
to you.
But it's not the numbers that you're looking at, because the numbers are not.
Body language.
That. Passes.
Getting rid of the ball sooner.
The one he threw to
checkdowns.
The one he threw to Cobb is platinum.
I hadn't seen that.
That was a great throw.
Money. I hadn't seen that.
Nobody
in
the league could ever make that throw.
So get out the numbers on this, Rami. You got to get out the numbers. I know you're a number guy. You got to get out the numbers and go visual. And I know you've been very busy over the weekend. You will probably only watch one game this weekend. That was the one that was
two.
Last night.
Yeah, watched two. I watched the Packers.
Whatever.
I went out and did some yard work, and then came
whatever.
And then I had a comedy show. Thanks to everybody who came out to Lakefront Brewery last night. Awesome show.
Too late to do yard work.
I had to get all the leaves off the lawn, man.
Who cares?
Let my 14-year-old kid, my neighbor, come by and hit me for $75.
Who cares about leaves? You know what you do with leaves right now? You know what I did? I did the leaves a month ago.
Okay.
Before the first snow.
See, I
let it fly.
Procrastinated.
And I did. I did it for, and then all of a sudden, because I still have trees out in front.
Right. See, I waited till the trees got everything out.
No, and they came back down. So, right. No. And I had to do it again, Rami. The first snow came. I go, okay, fine. I'm done. Who cares about
that's what I'm saying.
Who cares about the leaves?
This was the first and only time I've done it. Because I waited for the trees to puke everything up. And then I cleaned it.
No, who cares about the leaves,
right? It's Rami's white
side. I did it. Well, I did it.
This is white side.
So I watched the Packers game. Yeah. I cleaned the leaves. Yeah. Had a comedy show. Yeah. Lakefront Brewery. Thanks to everybody who came out.
Yeah.
Then came home. Had the Bears game DVR'd and watched that. Yeah. So two games. I watched two games.
So getting back to where we were. So it's not in the numbers. It's in what you saw with the eye.
And the eye test shows a marked improvement from Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. Steve can get down with that, I think.
But let me just, I want to go back to, and then I'm going to go to Sparky. I just want to go back to a question I asked you a second ago.
Okay.
And this isn't you.
Okay.
But are people insinuating that Aaron Rodgers, to this point in the season, was intentionally playing poorly in order to get Mike McCarthy fired? Is that the insinuation or the accusation that was being made?
Steve, what was our topic on Friday? Do you remember? Was it the 3 o'clock one?
Whether or not you want this team to win out. That was the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Most don't.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't.
Right, I get that.
Well, how would you say
you get that?
I get that.
What?
So, if you get that, then would you get if I said the prevailing thought is that he
because
he got McCarthy fired?
One is a conspiracy
by not playing well.
One is a conspiracy theory. One is a line of thinking that says we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. Let's get the best draft pick we can get. Those are two completely different
and
things.
And he's probably saying we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. I'm just going to throw his pass where I want to throw it. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm not really into it. I mean, Mike's done. I'm tired. I don't want to hear anymore, Mike. I mean, I don't want to go here again, but you know, it feels like that kid that knows everything, and he didn't want to listen to his parents anymore. I mean, you've been there before, right?
Yeah,
he was that kid.
Yeah, yeah, I grew up that kid.
That's 100.
I don't know. I'm not going to hide
his
that.
Mom said, "Don't go outside." He's outside
getting hit by a car.
And while you're on the way to the hospital, she's going off on you.
Right, exactly.
You got your medicine. I told you to stay your tail inside. You got your medicine. Yeah. That's 100. So stop crying.
But that
stop
was
crying.
That was prevailing thought.
No, I think it's.
People just don't understand how he could play. And once again, you have the quotation marks.
He managed the game well.
That well. How could he play that well and couldn't play that well last week or the week before that? You didn't see the same thing.
No.
And y'all can forget about the knee thing. Knee all right.
Knee's fine now, yeah.
Well, with McCarthy, you had 35 throwaways. With Joe Philbin, you got second leading rusher. You have him throwing 50-50 balls. The ball to Cobb is a 50-50 ball. There was no daylight between him and the defensive back. He put it on a rope. He didn't take those chances with McCarthy. The touchdown he threw to Devontae Adams, the back shoulder hip throw, that was low and outside. The only place you can put it. Otherwise, it's going back 99. You didn't see that. That ball would have been in the dirt for whatever reason. I don't care about all that. But something else that Steve said about most people wanted, I don't know what that poll was about most people wanting to lose, because most people that I talked to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were here
my
Friday.
My social media. I'm talking my social media.
I know, but you were here Friday. You heard
all
this.
Yeah, we have
four or five. His social media, not
my
the
people.
Radio station.
Yeah, not
Leroy's
these folks.
People that
yeah,
he
my
only
people.
Talks to on his social media.
Right.
Now.
Okay. Yeah, that don't even know nothing about the big show. They want them to win every game. They're professionals. Play. Yeah, they don't care nothing about no draft picks.
That's what I'm saying, is that as a fan, you can sit back and go, I want a draft pick, so I'm okay if they lose every game. But I don't think, and you guys have told me this before, players don't look at it that way.
No, they don't.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't come into this season looking at the roster and a head coach who he has a fractured relationship
with. Let's just say Rodgers wasn't
doing anything
this
year.
Let's just say Rodgers had the cavalier attitude with Mike McCarthy. You're not really motivating me anymore. I'm not really going to try my hardest. And I'm just going to go through the motions, and that's what you saw the last.
Well, that's
three, four
one
weeks.
Thing. That's one
right?
thing. If
because guys get like that, people get like that at work with their bosses.
Sure, and they're.
I'm just give you the effort I'm going to give you. I'm here, but you know you're not going to get it all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't forget what you said. Though. See, I always think he gave 100. Okay, he just didn't do no extra. You know what I'm saying? You always give your 100%, but you didn't do no extra. And Gary's right about how you feel about your boss. You may always do your work, but you ain't gonna get there early. You ain't gonna get there an hour early. But the new boss come in, hey man, I'm there an hour early. I'm
That's
ready
good.
To go.
Yeah.
I'm AS 100.
And stay late.
Yeah, and stay late.
And do the extra stuff in between while I'm working.
Look at a little bit more film.
A little bit more.
I don't need to watch film with McCarthy. I do the same thing. Now your point.
And I would agree and admit that there is human nature involved in this. And all these things that you guys are saying are true. There's study after study after study that says happy employees are more productive employees.
Yes, but you've been saying that, Rami.
I've been saying that forever, yes.
When you win, it's...
Right.
I don't think people have been listening. You might need to say it again.
Happy employees are usually more productive employees. So if Aaron Rodgers came into this season and wasn't excited about the guys he was playing with, had a fractured relationship with his head coach who he had lost faith in, then maybe subconsciously Aaron Rodgers, like you said, Leroy, didn't give that little extra that you might give when when you're happy at work and everything is right. But I find it laughable and silly to think that Aaron Rodgers consciously came into this season and said, this roster ain't very good, and I don't like my head coach anymore. I'm just going to throw games to get him fired. To think that he consciously had that thought and made that decision is laughable to me. It's silly. But if you want to call up at 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 1057FMTheFan and make that accusation or that assumption.
We have people calling up saying that.
Feel free. You're welcome on the Wendy's Big Show. With that and any other thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you have about your Green Bay Packers the day after a 34-20 victory over the Falcons. It's the only show where you can talk about it with two former Packers. You can tweet the show as well at 1057FMTheFan. We'll hear from you. We'll hear from Sparky right after this on an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday on the Wendy's Big Show.
I think it's a great moment for, obviously, for Joe, for our guys. You know, we've been struggling in a rough stretch with some losses, some good teams, and obviously a bad loss last week. Kind of came together.
That was Aaron Rodgers after a 34-20 win over the Atlanta Falcons at Lambeau Field yesterday. This is the Wendy's Big Show on an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday, the only show where you can talk about it with two former Packers. Gary, Leroy, here to take your calls. Hear from Sparky in a second, 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFans. But let's get right out to those phones, GE.
All right, let's go to Rain in Cleveland, Ohio. Rain, you're first up at 1057. Yeah, in Cleveland, FM The Fan. Rain, what you got, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Not much, man.
Yep. Hey, man, I didn't think that I didn't see much of a difference. Like, Rami, I agree with you, Rami. I don't think he played all that great, to be honest with you. He still made a couple of bad throws. Two of them could have got intercepted. I don't know if y'all noticed, but in the first half, they only ran the ball three times. I don't know if that's because Aaron had more control over the offense or whatever, and he decided that he wanted to throw it a lot. But to me, the win was more about the Atlanta Falcons. They just look bad, man. They look bad on defense. They look bad on offense. And you're probably going to see their coach get fired too. But I don't think that Aaron Rodgers intentionally played bad to get Mike McCarthy fired. I just think he did get Mike McCarthy fired, but it was more about him calling him out in the media and calling him out about the play calling and whatnot. But I don't think his play got McCarthy fired. It was the comments that got McCarthy fired. But they still didn't look that good, man. If anything, I was more impressed with the Packers' defense than the offense. We scored a touchdown on defense. We ain't seen that in a while. And I just
Rain, that was their first interception since, like, week four? Or what? I mean,
yeah, something like
right.
that.
Like, exactly. We haven't seen turnovers, and we definitely haven't seen the Packers score no touchdowns in a while. So, I mean, it was kind of a momentum shift when they scored that touchdown. But, you know, the Falcons just didn't look good, man. Matt Ryan, he don't look the same. And I think this was more about the Falcons looking bad than the Packers looking good. And, you know, I didn't really see a different Aaron Rodgers out there. I'll be honest with you, he still is not back to being himself, you know, to the discount double check Aaron Rodgers that we come to know in the past. So I don't think this had anything. Maybe they got a little bit of a bump, you know, because McCarthy got. Well, I think they might.
Yeah, that's a new coach bump. You get a little new coach bump.
Right. They wanted to win for Joe Philbin a little bit, probably. But I think that was more about defense, you know, than it was offense. And Aaron,
right. Thanks for your phone call. What you got, Steve? Come on.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he was anything special. I think it was the new coach bump to a certain degree.
Yep.
Of why you were able to play as well as you did in that game. The defense, you know, gives up those first points after the offense scores. How many times does their offense score on the first possession this year, Leroy? Not many times.
Yeah.
Not seven fluent. Points, that's for darn
they're
sure.
They're fluent.
Right? I mean,
they're
so they fluent. Go down and score. I'm like, this
Steve, what do you think? Don't forget your point. What do you think about them playing Jamal so much at the beginning? Aaron Jones, I thought he was hurt.
Somebody's got a pass protect for 12.
Right. He's been doing pass protection good when he's in now.
Well, he's better. Jamal Williams.
Well, yeah, he's better.
So I want to go back, Steve. So you saw you saw no difference in 12 on Sunday.
He got the ball out a little bit quicker early in the game.
Yep.
Still held on to it a little too long in other situations.
Yep.
He was a little bit better, but he wasn't good enough. Like I was looking for like no brainer stuff. You know, 400 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Looking like an MVP.
You're looking for the switch flip that I've been talking about.
Like Dak Prescott, 465, two interceptions, maybe three.
Yeah, thanks
three
to the
touchdowns.
Raiders. Yeah, yeah. Amari Cooper. I mean, for the most part, he didn't look like an MVP. He looked a little bit better than he's looked in the past for sure. But I don't know if I'd say, he's definitely showing that, you know, he's so much better without McCarthy. He looked a little bit better, but I don't think he's MVP, Aaron, that's for sure.
Well, I can tell you the reason why his yards wouldn't. I mean, look how the offense was ran. I mean, he was hitting checkdowns. Everything was short. They weren't going vertical. Hell, third and one, third and two.
That Tanyan play that he could have hit, and the guy came back.
But I'm just saying the game plan overall. Third and one, third and two, they run the football. They don't throw it in the end zone. They could have. Normally they do.
That's what you wanted to see. That's what you were curious about on Friday.
That was one of them.
That was one of them, yep.
And it felt like, and Leroy made mention to this, and it felt like, too, because of the offensive linemen that they were missing, I think it was a short passing game.
Yeah, you got to get it out. It may be a jailbreak.
And that's why you saw him get it out. That's why Jamal Williams in the game to give him another blocker. You buy that?
Yeah, Jamal Reynolds was in there for sure for pass blocking. Couldn't have been for anything else.
Right.
And then, you know, this offense is what it is, and we'll play Joe Philbin from earlier today, but Philbin just flat out admitting that he regrets some play calls that he made and play calls that he didn't make. At one point, apparently, he gave the play call down the special teams line and not to Aaron. I mistake, pressing the wrong button or whatever the case may be at that point.
Yeah.
So there were some nerves involved there, too, I think, with Philbin. But
this is his first time calling plays.
But you know what you can't question? They played harder for him than they did the previous week against Arizona, I think. And, again, new coach bump. That's what I attributed to, right? New coach bump. And you could tell that based on everybody showing up for voluntary lift on Tuesday or whatever, and that probably hasn't been happening all that much this year. The energy was good in practice all week. Everybody was happy and having some fun again. The fun was back in the locker room now that McCarthy was gone. All of that new coach bump stuff helps. It's going to stop probably with the Bears game, but all the new coach stuff helps, obviously, in this game, and that's why, you know, I'd said roll out the helmets. But I said it more so because I thought Rodgers would play to an MVP level, not because I thought they'd get a pick six on defense. And I'll say something else. A guy tweeted this out, and I said, you're right. We were wrong on Kyle Fackrell. I think we were wrong. I think, well, I was. I don't know, but you guys can say what you want. But, I mean, his ability to shed a block and stop a running back running past him in the backfield, he did that a couple of times. I don't know if he's Pro Bowl Kyle Fackrell. But he's a hell of a lot better than we gave him credit for.
He can be a piece.
A lot of people were
he's
saying he was a
bust. He's been playing better than Nick Perry and hadn't gotten hurt.
Right,
well, he's playing better than both of them. Him and Matthews.
No.
Well, Matthews
a player of the game.
No. I'm saying this year.
Yeah, overall.
He's
been your best backer.
Right.
Yeah,
overall this year.
He's been your best backer.
And that guy was labeled a bust by a lot of fans coming into the season. People give up on him.
I told Leroy, and I may have said this, I think his ceiling may be Pepinga.
That's a great pick if he's Pepinga.
And I'll take that.
That's a great pick. If he's Pepinga, that was a great pick.
I take that.
He's a piece.
That's what
he is. He's not the centerpiece of a great defense, but he can be a piece on a great defense, right?
Yeah.
Were you guys on that first Falcons drive? Mm-hmm. Like, I had my head in my hands feeling bad for Joe Philbin after the two challenges.
Was that stupid or what?
That he lost both of them, and now he was down two timeouts and out of challenges. On the first drive of the game, I was like, and at that point, I was like, man, this is off to a bad start.
Well, he's been aggressive, and I think that's what the team wanted. The team wanted him to be
aggressive. Mike would have never done that.
Probably not. Especially the second one.
Mike didn't win any challenges anyhow.
The second one, I wouldn't have done it because it's just a basic play. If he catches it, they didn't really get that far. The first one, I'm trying that because it was not a catch. Okay, but I was getting all these hashtags from all these Dallas Cowboys fans say, stop whining because Dez Bryant's catch was a catch. I say, cuz, I agree with you. You preach it to the choir. Neither, you know, that definitely wasn't a catch. You know, I think Dez Bryant's was a catch. But the guy, the ball moving the whole time, I don't get that. I don't think the NFL really knows what a catch is. It depends on how they come up with it. And you really can see the grass come up on the second one. I would not have challenged that one. But you're right. That was a bad start to that.
Like, I just had a feeling in the pit of my stomach. Yeah. For Joe Philbin personally. Yeah. Like, this, you're the interim head coach. And
yeah. You're playing with house money.
You probably have thoughts of earning the job permanently, yeah. No matter how realistic that is. Yeah. If you're Joe Philbin, that's in your mind. Yeah. And now on the first drive, you're down two timeouts. Before you even got the ball, you're down two timeouts and out of challenges. I was like, man, this is
going to end bad.
right? Yeah.
But to keep it 100, a lot of the team is on the job training. And so is he.
Yep.
It's on the job training. I got to learn. It's a learned behavior. I was a head coach one time, a lot of controversy in Miami. I didn't get a chance to really spread my wings. I come back to a place that I lost my son. That's something's very emotional. Now I got another emotional. I got to coach my best friend's team, and I got to act like I like it. It's something there, so it's a lot going on. So I give him a pass for pushing the wrong button. I give him a pass for the two challenges. I give him a pass of really telling dry jokes in the press conference. But it was Joe Philbin, and you get what you get.
Yeah, let's go to Tony in Greendale. Tony, up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Tony, you notice anything different out there, buddy?
Yes, I did. And this is how I saw the game. Right away, I thought, ooh, look at this. They're going to these quick hitters over the middle. 1, 2, 3, pop, you know, one step, pop. Right away, they were doing some slants, it looked like to me. And I'm thinking, why the heck weren't they doing this all year? And to me, that's all on Rodgers. I'll just put it on him. And then, you know, when you start doing that, and it, even if it's these little 5-7 yard gains, it's a 5-7 yard gain.
That's right.
They're handing the ball off, you're getting a 5-7 yard gain. Next thing you know, you're at the 50, then you're at the 40. And, oh, wow, we're in field goal position. You know, to me, this is, I mean, I love Aaron, but it's him getting out of the way of himself, okay? And given what the linebackers, what the backs are giving him, there's always been a hole there. I mean, against Seattle, there was a hole you could have drove a truck there, but he wouldn't do it. And you know, and that's why I always have all these mixed emotions about McCarthy getting fired. Yeah, maybe it was the best thing, but people, a lot of fans put way too much on him, and they're jumping up and down all happy. And I just don't understand that, okay? But that's what I saw. And also for defense, it looked to me, you know, yeah, they were pretty aggressive. Those defensive backs look like they're really having fun out there, okay? And I'm excited for them because they're so young. And one other thing, if I can make this
up. Yeah, go ahead, Tony. Comment. Yeah, go ahead.
When it comes to Gary, I think you brought this up, but when it comes to their Rodgers feeling maybe comfortable. It's like this. He's got rookies in there. He's got Scantley. He's got 83, and he's got the other guy. I mean, he's got all these new guys except for Davante Adams, if you really and Cobb, if you really look at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not on the same wavelength. You could tell a lot of times where the guy maybe was supposed to go out, he went in. The ball went out because that's what – Jordy would have knew or another guy. I think it's going to take the end of this year, a good off-season program, a good camp next year, and you're going to see a whole different offense. I mean, just because these guys are going to come to life, okay? In other words, they're going to get it. You know what I mean? Because like they were saying last night, I was watching a Bear game, and they were talking about the Rams quarterback. He's a one-read quarterback they were talking about. After
yeah.
One read, he's yeah. Kind of lost.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing. And, you know, that's how I see it. And, you
all right,
know,
thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it, Tony. Appreciate it. You guys talked about the coach bump?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to use the word inspire.
You're using that word or somebody else
yeah,
use it?
Okay. I'm going to use it. Coach bump, guys seeping out of the locker room conversation, that maybe they were inspired by the speech of Mike McCarthy before he left.
The standing ovation? Steve, you buying
that? No.
That's what some of the players are saying.
Well, maybe they should have been inspired the rest of the year and he wouldn't have lost
I know.
His job.
Yeah, that
right?
dude's been talking all
right?
year. I don't know if y'all noticed.
Right?
That guy's been talking all year.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And the inspiration, look at that, how you use it. the inspiration of that is you never know when it's going to be taken away from you, and there's a figurehead right in front of you who no longer has a job. Inspired by that. Because right now, you got rid of the head coach. Who's the spotlight on now?
12. Aaron Rodgers.
And the players, for the most part. 12 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the players. Because they're the last line of defense. Can you go play, and can you play the way we need for you to play these last 4 weeks?
And they stepped up to the plate.
They did.
For this week.
For this week.
The guys at J&J Contractors, Gary, they step up to the plate every time.
Every single time.
Every single time.
Talk to my good friend Jason at J&J Contractors. Guys, if you're looking for the interior of your home to be remodeled or to add on to a house, call my good friends over at J&J Contractors. I thought you was doing it by yourself.
No, J&J Contractors is doing the basement.
Oh, okay.
They're coming over. They're painting. In fact, I was just talking with them like 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
On text. Yeah, so they're going to come over and paint the basement, I'm hoping, next
week.
What
color paint?
That's a big
so this is so this is no so your basement is playroom, right? Is that
no is it? We've got we've got a couple of TVs down there, so kind of like another entertainment
room,
space.
Oh, okay.
Like a home theater type of space,
like another entertainment space.
So would you go down there?
I've been down there watching football, so I've had the NFL Sunday ticket. It's one that when they're not there, the kids. The NFL Sunday ticket on one TV, and then on the other TV, we can put cartoons for Jackson on or whatever else, not have the sound on for that, but have the sound on for the NFL Sunday ticket, or the Packer game on one, Red Zone on the other. It's beautiful.
So if you like Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, you're not really worried about the man cave.
I still
want
to know that color, Steve.
He's not worried about the man cave. He's not worried about turning it into a children's room. He's worried about turning it into another family room that everybody can use.
We're hoping we can use it for Christmas Eve if we get it done.
Right. So it's a family room that everybody can use. My good friends over at J&J Contractors can get that done. If you're looking to remodel your kitchen, if you're looking to remodel anything in your home, ask for my good friends over at J&J Contractors and look for Jason.
What colors are you going with, Sparky? We never got the answer for the basement.
Oh, sorry. I'll just say what I was going to say. John Horst, general manager of the Bucks, joins Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning at 9:30.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's my guy. I'll get up and listen to him.
Okay. Yeah, so 9:30 tomorrow morning, John Horst and Chuck and Winkler. The ceiling is exposed, so you can see the wires and all the venting and everything.
So did you have a meeting with your wife about this, or you just did it?
No, the colors?
Yes.
Oh, she's involved in all of it, obviously, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be all black. And then the cement walls type deal, cement block walls, that's going to be a darker gray.
Yeah.
And then the one piece of drywall that separates the laundry room from this room that's up, we were going to go black, and then I told her I didn't think the stuff that we had, all of our cinema stuff, was going to pop off of that.
Yeah, you're right.
So then she put, you know, a piece of this stuff you can get at the stores, the paint colors, up against it, and it doesn't.
No.
So we're going to make that a gold or gold color, and then we'll have track
lighting.
Because
you get too much black.
Correct. And then we'll have track lighting on both sides of the room, pointing different ways.
Yeah,
and
if it was a theater, I'd be okay with black.
Yeah.
To make it dark.
Dark, right, exactly.
I have no opinions on
these
things.
That's why the walls are going to be darker gray,
too. Yeah,
you do.
Zero opinions on these
things. No, the color's very important. That's why it's J&J. You have to get them over there and get the right color.
Right, I would just ask J&J. I'd be like, what do you guys think we should do down here?
And they can do that, too.
I have no idea.
I'm a guy that hates kids, and I'm a big selfish guy. I'm a comedian that I think I'm funny. I need why don't you get a mirror?
Whiskey bar this Friday.
The guy that
Adam Hunter.
Why don't you get a mirror?
They painted our deck. And the same guy that painted our deck is going to paint the downstairs.
Yeah.
And he did a great job with the deck, so I'm sold.
Nice. You're sold.
All right. Yeah, it's great, guys.
Rob, I got a question for you to answer when you come back.
How long is this going to take?
No, I'm going to ask you, then you answer the other side.
All right, you're
setting
up a
tease. If you know the kids are getting,
why
gift wrap it? Tell me that after the break.
All right.
Okay.
Right after this on the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll get back to your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns about your Green Bay Packers after a 34-20 win over the Falcons on an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday. It's the only show where you can talk about it with two former Packers. Get in at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan, and the Wendy's Big Show. Be right back.
Sports Flash right now.
Hey, good afternoon from the Master Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. Master Z's Waukesha, your holiday shopping headquarters. Is your rec room ready for the holidays? Let Master Z's make it fun and memorable for the entire family. Online at MasterZ's.com. First on The Fan, the Packers look ahead to Week 15 at Soldier Field with the Bears following their 34-20 win over the Falcons on Sunday. Green Bay snapped a three-game losing streak. They give interim head coach Joe Philbin his first win as head coach of the Packers. This morning, he took to the podium where he was asked about losing two challenges in 90 seconds yesterday.
You know, obviously, and believe it or not, I had a discussion with some people that, well, we better be a little more conservative. And then I think the next play, I threw it again. So.
Must have been a brief discussion.
Yeah, really sunk in with everybody.
Packers now 5-7-1 this season. Next up, they face the Bears, who knock off the Rams on Sunday Night Football 15-6. They're now 9-4 on the year. More about yesterday's win coming up tonight, 6 p.m. here on The Fan, when Bill Michaels welcomes kicker Mason Crosby to the Lodge Kohler kickoff. Monday Night Football coming up tonight. The 7-5 Seahawks host the 6-5-1 Vikings. Bucks back in action tonight following a 104-99 win over the Raptors in Toronto. They host the Cavs tonight and their former teammate Matthew Dellavedova at 7 p.m. from the Pfizer Forum. After the final buzzer, tune into the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. NBA news, the Denver Nuggets sign veteran guard Nick Swaggy P. And also on tap tonight here on The Fan at 7 p.m., join Tim, the franchise Allen, and Bill Babytow Schmidt on the second edition of Hot Stove Weekly. They welcome Brewers insider Adam McKelvey to the program. He's live from Vegas. The update brought to you by Master Z's Waukesha. Shop all their great savings just in time for the holidays. Check out their pool tables, dartboards, shuffleboards, bars, bar stools, sports memorabilia, and more at MasterZs.com. I'm Ryan Horvath.
Third and four. Julio Jones in the slot now for the Falcons. Blitz coming. Ryan going the other way. It's intercepted, and it's going to be a touchdown. Bashaud Breeland, a pick six.
Highlight courtesy of the NFL on Fox. That was the turning point of the game on last night's Green and Gold post-game show with Gary Ellerson and Bill Michaels. Catch those guys after every game right here on these airwaves. This right here is the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. The only place you can talk about that 34-20 win with two former Packers today at 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Let's get out to my guy Kevin. I think Kevin from Maple Ridge is calling.
Haven't heard from Kevin in a
minute. Kevin, is Kevin?
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
You all right?
What?
You okay?
Yeah, I got a cold, Gary. I saw the doctor yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's prescribing some nose spray and some... I've been taking cough medicine.
Yeah, you sound a little down, Kevin.
What's that?
You sound a little down.
Yeah, really.
Yeah? You be careful with that nose spray. I don't like the nose spray. That nose spray makes me cough. Does it make you cough, the nose spray?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you got the cough syrup.
Yeah, be careful with that nose spray. Mm. See there?
Gary, did you play, what position did you play for?
Yeah, running back.
Running back?
Yes, sir.
What team?
The Green Bay Packers.
Back when Forrest Gregg was the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Lions
who team. Who did play-by-play then?
Oh, that was Max McGee and Jim Irvin.
Irwin. Didn't they do a good job?
I love those two guys.
They were my favorite.
Yeah. Did you like Max and Jim?
Oh, yeah, I love Max and Jim. I mean, man, especially when Jim got real excited and his voice had the highs. And, in the morning... he did sports from 7:45, and it was good.
Yeah.
And what do you think of Wayne?
Oh, Wayne Larrivee?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my buddy. Yeah, he's a good golfer.
What did you say?
Who are you talking to?
You know, got somebody on hold. Just hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is it?
The aide came in.
The aide
came in.
What's she want?
Oh, she came in to take the garbage.
Oh, that's right, okay. Nice. Yeah, that's good.
Can we get a Yana Vitupo on the way out?
Yeah, we.
What's that?
No, can we get a Giannis real quick?
We'll get it.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to do?
Is she back
Giannis
in there?
For the Bucks, your Giannis
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Hey, Sparky was telling me that one of our guys came over there and interviewed you.
Yes.
Yeah?
Embedded.
Riggs?
Yeah, Riggs. Yeah. Was he over there?
Yeah. From Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You listen to Kiss?
Yeah.
You're a little bit too old for that, aren't you?
What?
You're a little bit too old to be listening to
music. Do you know Ellie?
Yeah, I know her. Yeah. Yeah.
She's good. I mean, she was at a pizza place yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you attracted to her? Or?
Her voice. I said her voice has zip.
Oh, her voice has zip.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe you liked her because you were attracted to her or something like that.
Oh, I'm waiting to meet her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, waiting to meet you too, Gary.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Rick says you were a big fan of ours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what he said.
We got to get out to Maple Ridge and do a show.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to do it?
Do y'all have any towers there? I mean, we need...
What's that?
We need Wi-Fi. Y'all got Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I don't think we're coming there.
Ask the aide real quick. Ask the aide.
You want me to ask?
Yeah, ask the aide. Is she there?
She may know.
Do we have any Wi-Fis here? Yeah, Wi-Fis.
I think you think it's an animal, but...
What'd you say?
It's the internet. The internet.
Yes, Wi-Fi, she
says. Oh, okay.
No, they got great. Wi-Fi. Good. Okay, we can come out there.
We got power. Awesome. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling. We hope you feel better, and we made you feel better today.
Yeah, feel better today, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
Appreciate it, Kev.
Yeah, Kev. Yeah. Call anytime.
Love that guy.
I was loving Kevin calls.
Yeah, I like that guy.
I think because he's like the announcing part of it. That's what the infatuation of it, because matter of fact, Rami, you can play when he did Giannis.
Yeah, I can pull that up for sure.
I don't want people to try to set up because he was just fantastic. Because he was in a better mood.
Well, he was down. He was sick.
Day, yeah, he's sick.
Yeah, I didn't want you to ask him to do it while he was sick.
Because he got enough energy right when he started talking about Max McGee. I felt a little energy. I thought maybe he wanted to do it.
Did you see him?
He perked up a little bit. So that was a good thing we took his call. Thanks a lot for Horvath for taking that call. I mean, sometimes what we do for people is therapy, and I appreciate that. I mean, it just feels a lot.
Leroy, let's talk about our good friends over at Pella Windows.
Let's do that.
Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We met her a number of times. She's a huge, huge Wisconsin sports fan. We see her a lot at most of the Packer games. She married a man whose last name is Della, and therefore she became Gina Della from Pella. That's a good business move on her part. Tell you what, these women are smart guys.
Sure is.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The best windows and doors out there. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process, and right now they are offering 2.99% financing for 7 years. That's 84 months on qualified offers, Leroy.
If you're building a new house, like I'm building a house down in Florida, and I had a couple of friends up here building houses, if you're hearing that howling noise, you're just losing energy, and your heating bill is just going to go way up. You're just losing all your heat. That's what Pella can do for you. I don't think people know how important windows really are. And if you have a house, an existing house, and you're hearing that noise, they can also do the same thing for you. And again, Gary just talked about the finance, and they got 2.8 now for 7 years. You just lock it in, and you just pay at your discretion, of course. But at the same time, you need to get the process started. Don't procrastinate anymore. Let me tell you how to get in touch with them. 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600, or just go to Pella.com.
Giannis Antetokounmpo!
There it is.
There's our guy, Kevin.
I hear you laughing in the background.
No, that wasn't me.
That was Baby Tosh?
No, that was me. We'll get back to your calls, your thoughts, comments, questions, Kevin. Concerns about your Green Bay Packers after a 34-20 win over the Falcons yesterday at Lambeau Field. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. That's how you talk to two former Packers on an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday. Right now, though, the latest from Green Bay, from our embedded Green Bay football reporter, Mike Clemens.
Now a Green and Gold update.
Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers beat the Falcons 34-20 here at Lambeau Field. Sunny and cold temperatures around 25 degrees. Interim head coach Joe Philbin on what he said to the players in a week where Mike McCarthy and linebackers coach Winston Moss were both fired.
You know, as I told the team, I mean, I'm really proud of the way the team responded this week, and their preparation I thought was excellent. Still really want to credit our players first and foremost. This is, as I said to them, you know, this is a player's game, and they really stepped up. And also want to mention our assistant coaches who did a phenomenal job this week, and they deserve a ton of credit.
So why did Green Bay's offense finally look like what Packer fans are used to seeing? Wide receiver Davante Adams, who led the team in receptions, says Philbin focused on getting the ball to their best playmakers.
He kind of, it's a consistent thing he instills and kind of puts it in our head and reminds us that, you know, you guys are the best of the best. So just go out there, act like it, and, you know, prepare it all week to go out and win a game. So just apply all the hard work that you put in since really April, let alone all season, and that's what we did.
Atlanta jumped out to an early lead with a 75-yard drive that featured Julio Jones, but head coach Dan Quinn says they let the game slip away to Green Bay.
You know, going out, I thought the drive to go and 7-7 at that space and then to allow the scores, you know, to take place after that, I couldn't have been more disappointed with that, to make sure the intent was right, to, you know, not create any takeaways defensively. You know, thought from a pass rush standpoint, we'd have chances to move them off the spot, and there were certainly times, I don't know how many scrambles that resulted in first downs, but it had to be 3 or 4, it felt like.
So the Packers are now 5-7-1, and still with a shot at the postseason. Next week, they face the Bears in Chicago. Aaron Rodgers on getting the win for Philbin.
Joe's been a part of a lot of great wins around here, a lot of incredible moments over the years as an important part of what we've done as the offensive coordinator, but fun to give him his first win as the head coach.
For more team coverage, go to 1057fmthefan.com.
It is an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday on the only show where you can talk about that 34-20 win over the Falcons with two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the one and only. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Robbie Maklof. Get your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns off your chest to these guys at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1057 FM The Fan. Back to your calls in just 1 second. But Sparky, what do we have in the mentions at 1057 FM The Fan?
All right, well, we got a bunch of stuff coming in concerning the Packers. I'm not sure how great much of it is, but I can read a couple of them. Tyler wants to know, how do you plan on signing free agents with Aaron Rodgers' contract? The Packers have gotten free agents in recent past, Peppers and Woodson to name two. You have to be selective with free agents otherwise and not overpay. How much do you think that affects the Packers' plans going forward, that big Aaron Rodgers contract, as far as being involved in going out and getting impact players this offseason?
Well, you know this, Steve. The salary cap goes up next year, I believe.
Yeah.
You're going to either cut Clay Matthews, ask him to take a pay cut, probably a cut Randall Cobb outright. You may save a couple bucks with Nick Perry, but not a whole bunch. So, I mean, there'll be some money there that they can go get a free agent.
Now, they'll let Jimmy Graham go. That's a lot of money there, and they'll make Tonyan the starter.
Now, if you want to, and you may say something different, but clearly the biggest mistake they made this year, to me, is the Jordy Nelson for Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
I was on the Jimmy Graham bandwagon when they did it, but we didn't know that that was going to be what this is. I think you'd have got more mileage out of Jordy Nelson than Jimmy Graham.
Jordy hasn't done much anything in Oakland, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you see that as kind of a wash?
Who would do anything with David? I mean, what's his name, Steve?
There's nothing going on.
Derek Carr, yeah.
Yeah, nothing going on.
Derek Carr.
Terrible team.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's a bad guy.
You'd have got more out of him here.
So you think, a lot like you were saying about Aaron Rodgers in the first segment of the show, that the situation that Jordy Nelson was in drained the energy from him.
And plus, he can't get the ball. And so he's at the mercy of the quarterback.
I don't want to go too far away from the Packers.
But that's okay.
What the hell happened to Derek Carr?
I know, right?
Remember he was the next
Aaron Rodgers? Robbie, ask the question yourself.
Yes.
Right. Ask the question yourself.
What do you mean? I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Yeah, you do.
John Gruden?
Yes.
But I thought John Gruden was an offensive guru. I thought he was a quarterback's coach.
Yeah, please.
You see what Razor McKenzie's doing, right? Don't you?
Well, who?
He's unemployed.
You see Razor McKenzie news?
He's out.
Oh, is he out? I did not see that.
Well, he's on his own accord, right? I read somewhere from Adam Schefter.
He
that they asked him to come back.
Schefter just tweeted.
He said no. That's why he's gone.
Why would he come back and Gruden's making more to him and has more power to him? Why would he?
The Raiders make it official. This is Ian Rappaport. Break it official. Firing GM Reggie McKenzie and saying the team is, quote, grateful for everything Reggie has done.
Yeah, say that, grateful.
Describing their search, they avoid the GM title, quote, we'll immediately begin a search for a new front office executive, meaning whoever they hire is going to work under John Gruden.
Thank you. Who wants to do that?
But they're not giving they're not putting the GM title. It doesn't appear on anybody else.
Well, so here's what else I heard. This is also from Ian Rappaport. Raiders GM Reggie McKenzie, did you read the same thing? Had a meeting with scouts. You said that today, where he is informed that he was fired.
Fired. That's what I said. Yeah.
He was given the chance to stay the season, but is not expected to do so.
Why would you? Makes no sense. Same reason why I said firing McCarthy makes sense. Why the hell would you want to go the rest of the year knowing you're going to be fired at the end of it anyhow? Stupid. Just fire me now if you're going to fire me. Why are you going to make me sit here and play it out knowing
that
I'm dead?
And we knew that all along, that his job was in
for
jeopardy.
Sure.
Because Gruden wants to do everything.
And Gruden's got a 10-year contract. He ain't going anywhere.
Nowhere.
Anything else in the mentions? Spark Dog?
No Rom Dog.
All right. Let's go back to the phones then, GE.
G-Dog.
G-Dog.
Oh, my God.
I did retweet the Riggs visit with Kevin, who was just on.
You
retweeted
it?
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Okay, good. Let's go to Mike in St. Louis. Mike, you're up next, 105.7 FM. Mike, did you see anything different, man, on Sunday?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hey, here's my thoughts, guys.
What's your thoughts, Mike? Come on.
All right.
Come on, Mike.
We all know let me get my thoughts together. We all know they have 5, 6, maybe 7 holes to fill on that team, and I'm not going to go through the positions because people that know football know what those slides know football realize. And let me tell you why. If Mason Crosby makes that kick against Minnesota in game one, that's a win. If he doesn't blow up against Detroit in game three, they win that game. Last week, if he makes that kick at the end of the game to send us into overtime, I'd put my money on the Packers to win that game.
You know what? You're right about that. Remember the interception that the guy dropped, the guy they signed on Tuesday? Had he picked 60, it's the game, but he dropped it. So your point is valid.
Yeah. Well, actually, he didn't even have to pick 60. If he holds on to the ball, the game's over.
Yes.
I'm playing would have, could have, should have.
No, it's okay.
But if those things would have happened, we'd be 8-5 today, and you know what we'd be talking about? Playoffs.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, going into Chicago would have been a big game.
Hey, maybe Rodgers didn't get the head coach fired. Maybe it's the field goal kicker. Nobody's talking about that guy.
Because you're the smart guy. That's why.
Oh, Leroy brought it up last week.
You're a smart guy.
Is
that worth talking about?
No, it's not.
He put it out there.
I know, but I'll tell you why it's not.
I think it's something to look at.
In almost every city where you have a losing football team right now, and I've been witnessing it for 5 years with the Bears as a Bears fan.
More like 10, but go ahead. I'll give you 5.
Fans, well, since we've been in the playoffs, I think it's been 5 years, right? Maybe 6. I don't know. It's been a long time, and it's hurt. It's hurt a lot. Yeah. But fans and guys who do what we do for a living or write columns in the newspaper, that's a very popular narrative with a losing football team. They're losing close games. They're this close to having, like the caller just said, an 8-5 record. That's just the nature of the NFL. Who's getting blown out every week? Nobody. Nobody's getting blown out every week. So when you have a lot of losses, a lot of those losses are going to be close losses. That's just...
You got 17 or 18 teams, Rami. You're right about that.
Right.
All like 6-7, 7-6, 8-5. Everybody is still basically in it.
Your record, your actual record says a lot more about who you are as a football team than how close any football game that you played says about who you are as a football team.
If you look at plus-minus differential, that gives you a good idea of who's getting whooped the most. In this league.
Yeah.
And getting whooped the most in this league are the Arizona Cardinals, minus 149.
Oof.
The next team getting whooped.
But they beat the Packers.
The Raiders, minus 144.
And they just beat Pittsburgh.
Now, the team whooping guys the most of everybody in the National Football League, it's not even close, the New Orleans Saints, plus 164 on the year, outscoring opponents, plus 164.
The closest one to them are 44 points off the Kansas City Chiefs plus 120. So the most dominant team by far is the Saints.
Where are the Packers in
the
point
worst
differential?
The teams are the Raiders and the Cardinals.
Where are the Packers in point differential?
Plus 8.
Where do they rank, though? Do they have the rankings? Or?
Well, they're plus. So, no, okay. They don't have the rankings, no. Okay. But so still, they're plus, and they're 2 games under 500. Talk about weird. That gives you a good idea.
But do you guys agree with me about the close games narrative not really meaning anything in today's NFL?
And the kickers have a bad year this year, though, to be honest. As a whole, kickers have been terrible this year. They're normally way better. Because I think the kicker from that Tucker kid, he can really kick in Baltimore. I think he missed it.
Well, you're right. Kicking has been down this year for some strange reason. Awful. It has been down.
And it's caused Cleveland 2 or 3 games.
Well, it's Cleveland.
But I mean, they would have been
better.
Cleveland won
yesterday, I think. Didn't they beat Carolina?
Yes. Yeah,
26-20.
Lost 5 in a row.
It's a weird NFL this year, man.
Yeah, it is.
And Baker Mayfield made a throw that, I mean.
A dart.
Just about 45, 50 yards.
Yeah.
And just on a dime. Yeah. In between two defenders as the window was closing.
Yeah, coming at him.
It was insane.
If Hugh Jackson would have embraced that, he'd still be coached.
Some of the young arm talent in this league. Did you guys see what Patrick Mahomes was doing yesterday?
Man. No look pass.
Every throw was from a different arm angle. He was doing no look passes. He was throwing stuff across the field.
He's not human.
Some of the arm talent, the young arm talent in this league right now has me excited about the future of the NFL. I don't know about you guys.
I could be wrong on this. I don't think the Bengals have won a game since Hugh Jackson showed up on their coaching staff.
They have. Probably ain't.
No, they lost 5
straight.
What
kind of karma would that be?
I don't think they've won a single game since Hugh Jackson showed up.
Can't believe that.
But you also saw two horrible quarterbacks in Chicago, and Jared Goff looked like he didn't even want to be out there. He was like, man, I'm ready to go home.
He was cold.
Right. So they got to play and get home field indoors or in L.A. for them to be something. And don't – Nagy, don't be throwing the ball so much when you see Trubisky's off. Let it. Just hand it off, cuz. That defense so good. But this week, let him throw a bunch more of them picks. Yeah, just let us sit on one or two of them things, and everything will be fine.
Well, he is going through. He is going to throw picks this week.
Yeah, he's
no, he won't, because they won't let him throw it but 10 times.
Well, then maybe not, because that's what they
but
should
do. But if
he
throw it 25.
They should line up and run the football against the Green Bay Packers. You're right, Leroy. Mm-hmm. He should throw no more, realistic now. He should throw no more than 15 passes.
Yeah, with that defense.
In this particular game,
against
Sunday? Yeah, 15 to 20.
No, if you not look, even, when no. He, when he if played, you're 15, you're going to lose.
When he played Detroit, though, he looked at masterful. I know
you
got to
get him back in the groove again. He's been out for a while.
He looked really
weeks.
Good against Detroit. I don't know what happened.
Maybe his shoulders still hurt. Say,
if you
want to
get
doing?
Back into a decent car, Leroy Butler's got the gas for you.
Oh, yeah, I had the F-150. That white one, I was trying to tell y'all to buy it.
That white one, huh?
Yeah, somebody got it
for
a great deal. Now they got me in a 2019 Explorer that's money. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it got so many gadgets, it's unbelievable.
Gadgets.
Matter of fact, a smart car makes me smarter because it helps me with everything. And I'm telling you, when you're talking about a family car or a family truck, you need to get over to Uptown and let these guys figure out something for you. They got some of the best Lincolns I've ever seen. One of the best trucks, SUVs. It's that Lincoln Navigator is unbelievable. I mean, but the F-150 is America's top-selling truck. I mean, it drives like a car. I mean, they got some great deals over there, too. They got some great lease deals for 66 months at 0%. And not to mention, gas is down, guys. I got some gas the other day because I used my Fresh Perks at Pick and Save for about $1.50. Then I got some more for like $2.25. I mean, 125. So the gas prices for SUVs now's the time to get some SUVs because the gas prices are down. Now, let me tell you some of the things they can do. The crew cab can pull up to 12,000 pounds. So if you got boats and all that kind of stuff. Now, you can go to Uptown Ford. Now, I'm going to tell you where it's located. It's on North Mayfair Road and just south of North Avenue. Okay? North Mayfair Road, just south of North Avenue. Or you can go to UptownMotors.com. Click on the little tab, tell them when you can come in and swing by. It's Uptown Ford.
We'll hit a quick break. Back to your thoughts, comments, questions, and concerns about your Green Bay Packers the day after a 34-20 win over the Atlanta Falcons. It's Aurora Sports Health, Green and Gold Monday, and the only show where you can talk about it with two former Packers at
414-799-1250.
Tweet us at 105.7FM, the fan. I forgot all about that question. Leroy asked me if the kid knows what he's getting. What's the point of wrapping it?
Right.
I'll answer it before we get out of here at 6. More of your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns on the Packers right after this.